And yesterday, I took the plunge. I shaved off the beard. Thing is, I kept the beard. I never grew it thick, first off, because I can't grow it very thick on the sides, you know? So you keep it nice and trim, so it's more of like a constant stubble. I guess sometimes I let it get a little bit long. But, you know, try to keep it maybe quarter inch, eighth of an inch max there on the sides and on the beard and everything. Keep it in shape. But yesterday, got sick of it. It was hot. Just shaved it all off. It's tough to do that without trimming it down first, by the way.
Does it hurt?
No, but you just have to clean out the razor a lot.
Oh.
A lot more than normal. So, but that's another reason why I shaved it, because it was getting too long, you know, and starting to look kind of ratty, and I needed to at least trim the thing, and my trimmer's packed up with God knows what, and God knows where in my apartment right now, because of the move and everything, and basically the way I packed my boxes was they're packed according to their proximity to an item that needs to go into a box, you know what I mean? So it's like bringing the box in there, and so, oh, there's the trimmers, I'll throw that in there. Oh, I better go ahead and put this milk in the same box. Not too many perishables. I didn't make that mistake too much, but you know what I mean? It's just all over the place stuff is. Trying to find my laptop wireless router so I could be wireless at home. There I am sitting like a loser, connected to the Ethernet, you know, with a wire.
Whoa, God. Terrible.
Luckily, there's no photos or anything like that, but main point being that I was forced to just say, okay, let's just go ahead and shave it off. Change up the look a little bit. People will go, oh, you shaved the beard off, and then maybe I can get some real feedback from people. I never really liked that beard anyway. And then maybe they'll say it now since I got rid of it. Yeah, I kind of like you better without the beard. Or maybe they'll say, I miss the beard, and I'll know to bring it back. Which brings me back to this comment that this random woman made who I just met at Easter, which was right about the time I just started growing it out. And she's like, I read a study that women don't like facial hair. And I was like, first off, why would you say that to me? You just met me. Second off, is that really true? 539-9750 or 238-0975. What do you think?
Facial hair on a man looks great long as it's neat and trim, and it don't look good on a female.
Yeah, not especially. What's with the, you know, like women, like I know, like we'll do the waxing of the lip or whatever. You're seeing that when they dye the facial hair?
Yeah.
A woman will dye her bad stash?
Yes.
What's the thinking on that?
I don't know. I just female with facial hair. I'm quite sure you've seen females with facial hair and they think it looks good, but it really don't.
They think it looks good? Are you serious?
Yes. I have there's a lady I work with. She has sideburns, and she has a little mustache, and she got hair on her chest. And she wear a little cut blouses thinking it look good.
Oh, shut.
And she wonder why she don't have a man.
Is it coarse hair, or is it just like peach fuzz, or what is it?
It's peach fuzz, but you can plainly see it.
Is she blonde?
No.
She's not blonde.
No, she's not blonde.
No, not blind. I said, is she blonde?
No, she's just dumb.
She's.
She's
I wasn't trying to make a connection there. I thought maybe, you know, it seems like some girls with blonde hair have a tendency to grow that blonde facial hair a lot more and not do anything about it because they think it's see through, but everybody sees it.
Oh, you can clearly see this.
Have you confronted her yet? Have you said anything to her?
Oh, yeah. She said, well, some men like it. I said, well, apparently they don't because you don't have a man.
God. Thanks for the call this morning. It's messed up.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Bye.